Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of CryptoCurrent. This is Adam. I'm here with Richard again today. And we have Tommy Chan on the line, the CEO and founder of Altcoin Fantasy. Tommy, do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got here?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, so I actually created Altcoin Fantasy because what I saw was there was a lack of education with respect to teaching people about the space and also trading these different types of cryptocurrencies. So that's why we created Altcoin Fantasy. It's a cryptocurrency trading simulation game where people can sort of learn about the different types of crypto and using our educational tools, learn how to trade them. And to make it more exciting, we partner with brands and we give away prizes to the top learners slash traders every week. So that's pretty much Altcoin in a nutshell. Just to give a little bit of background, we launched out of beta in January of this year, and since then we've helped about 13,000 traders so far gain knowledge about the blockchain space, and we are close to 250,000 trades on our platform so far.
Wow.
Cumulative.
That is awesome. So wait, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with cryptocurrency. What brought you to this space?
Yeah, so it's interesting because a lot of people speculate. A lot of people, obviously look at the price. But for me, it's a different story. So I have been a software developer for the last 10 years. And so for me, it's more like, okay, what are the new things that are out there? And it was about 2 years ago now that I first learned about this new project called Ethereum. And at the time, there's Bitcoin, it was already pretty well known, and it wasn't very interesting to me because it was more just a store of value. But when Ethereum came along, it was like, aha, there was an actual application of, the blockchain use case. And so the idea was you can, as a developer, write apps on the blockchain and have it distributed without any sort of servers, right? And so that was the whole premise of Ethereum, was to actually create what we call now dApps, decentralized apps. And so after I read the white paper, first thing I did was I went on Craigslist and basically bought a bunch of video cards and I assembled my own rig. And so that was sort of the genesis of me getting into it. And five video cards turned eventually into 50. And so I was at one point, mining a bunch of Ethereum.
Pretty heavily.
And yeah. So it's kind of funny. And, when I mined, it was at $6, right? So yeah. I wasn't actually, trying to make money off it. And that was, 2 years ago. And a funny story, we actually, we had so many rigs in my place at one point that it actually shut off the whole block.
Incredible.
And so we had to call the power company. And eventually we had to upgrade the connection to the house to 200 amps. So that was kind of funny. But so that's how I kind of got into the crypto space. And as we all know, the market just sort of blew up last year around August August onwards.
Yep.
And what was interesting to me was that, there were a lot of people who were just trying to get rich, like quick, right?
Sure.
And,
to
me personally, I didn't felt like that was the right approach when it comes to, investing and basically, dealing with your life savings. And so I was like, okay, is there somewhere where a person that doesn't know anything about cryptocurrencies, is there a platform for them to sort of just learn about the different coins out there, the different sort of tech, you know, what some of these blockchain projects are trying to do, without actually, you know, going through the process of, you know, going to an exchange and buying Bitcoin and doing all of that. And the answer was no, there wasn't. And so that was sort of the genesis of Altcoin Fantasy, which was we wanted to create an educational platform where people can get their feet wet about learning the different types of cryptocurrencies before they actually make that, you know, real investment. And so we basically interviewed a bunch of people. We basically drew up a prototype and basically asked them how, you know, what they wanted to see. And so that was sort of how Altcoin Fantasy came to be.
Well, it's awesome. What I love about your platform is that it isn't just users going in and attempting to trade virtual currency and try to win trading prizes, but you, like you said, you also have a little bit of a, I mean, what would be comparable to a white paper. You're giving descriptions of each of the coins. You're kind of giving a shorter but sweeter description of its aspirations, of what it tries to accomplish, and it seems it's very informative. And so, it's a really cool platform. Now, because you focused in on trading, I mean, did you find yourself trading, or what was the motivation to kind of focus in more on the trading side of this rather than just an educational platform that would kind of do what I just described, which was like do shorter but sweeter presentations of different coins, white papers?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I mean, when we looked at the landscape at that time, you know, what we saw were that was that like there's a lot of information out there. And the problem with information is it really depends on the motivation of the person who wrote it, right? Like if you look at a YouTube channel, obviously there's a bunch of information about different coins, about what people are saying, but can you really trust the fact that they're not actually getting something from the coin that they're, you know, trying to push, quote unquote? Mm. And so for us, it was more like, okay, well, what about this? Let's take a sort of non-biased approach, right? Trading is pretty much non-biased. We're not swaying people one way or another. And let's you know, give take this platform out there and you know, get people excited. And so that was what we were coming from that angle. And to answer your question about trading, no, I suck at trading. We ran 37 contests. I've never won any one of them. So, there you go.
Well, we appreciate the honesty for sure.
No doubt. And again, we appreciate you joining us today and especially calling us in, I believe, all the way from Canada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right. Vancouver is where our HQ is. Yeah.
Awesome, man. So I guess one question would be, what made you decide for that to be your home setting? And then from there, like, how have you been going out and growing your community?
Yeah, so I actually lived in Vancouver for a big part of my life. And it's interesting because Vancouver actually boasts a pretty good crypto community here. So just from talking to people and that's, you know, we've felt that, you know, Vancouver was a good home base for us. Now, with respect to the number of people we have, as you guys know, crypto is a global phenomenon, and all our employees actually are situated all over the globe. So we have a community manager that's based out of the Philippines, and we have a sales manager based in Seattle, and then we also have various folks helping us out in Australia, Hong Kong, and soon to be Budapest.
Wow.
So yeah, we're pretty excited. And it's really funny because, you know, all of the people that we're working with, they're all at one point in time were our players. And so me as a founder, as CEO, I have a personal goal of talking to 7 people each week, 7 of our players, just to see how they're doing. And so from these conversations, that's how we met a lot of people helping us now, is because they're so excited about the space and they're excited about what we're doing that they want to come on board to help Altcoin Fantasy out.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're pretty much pretty global, I would say, and pretty fluid. So yeah.
Well, let's stay on the topic of space excitement. So, in your opinion, I mean, like, what are you most excited about in regards to the crypto space right now? And then sort of as a subsequent follow-up from that, where do you see the markets, where do you see that market trajectory over the next 5 years? What's something you're most excited about with that?
Okay, sure. Now, I don't claim to be an investment guru or anybody like that.
Sure.
You know, when I look at coins and projects, you know, I look at it from an engineering perspective.
Right.
I look at it as, okay, is this going to make an impact or possibly make an impact? So whatever I say, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. But one project that I really like is it's a project called Datum. Okay, so Datum is basically a coin that allows anyone to essentially share their anonymized private information to help, with sort of a data marketplace where users can share or sell some of their own anonymous data. Now, why is this interesting to me? As a developer, machine learning and AI is really taking over the world. But the problem with machine learning is that we need what we call a really good data set, right? And specifically, the term is called training data. And so what happens is with AI, it's essentially using a lot of training data, training on top of that, determining, you know, what is considered right and what is considered wrong. And so, you know, to have that data, to have a good machine learning algorithm, you need to have really good data. And so by having this anonymous data that, you know, basically users are generating themselves, you can actually really do really interesting things with machine learning and basically, having a driving the space forward with respect to AI. And so Datum is really interesting, and it provides a monetization model for users to, you know, essentially, sell their own anonymized data. So Datum's a pretty interesting project to me. Have you guys heard about them?
I have heard about Datum. I have not. I am certainly not proficient in all things Datum, for sure. We've never even traded Datum. I have heard of, but know little to nothing about, as a matter of fact.
I was just gonna say, I had a buddy of mine told me that I should look into that for the same principle. He's also a developer, and saying he's really, really interested in how they are developing it just for that anonymity, I guess you would say, anatomy of how you would be able to get all this information across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, definitely.
Let me ask you this then, because I think it's easy for a lot of people to talk about what their favorite aspects of cryptocurrency are, or things that they are most excited about. What's your least favorite aspect of cryptocurrency as it sits today, however that strikes you?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think cryptocurrencies right now is very polarized, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are excited about it, but when you talk to some certain aspects of the population, you know, they think you're crazy.
Yeah,
right?
It's dichotomous, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think for me, the biggest thing about crypto is that there's just a lot of hype, and there's not enough real aspect of real-world use cases yet.
Absolutely.
And so that really speaks to the fact that maybe some people think we're crazy because they haven't seen the actual application that makes them go, aha, right? You know, when we talk about from a software perspective, building products, we talk about the aha moment. Right, and that's where we find what we call product market fit, and I don't think the product market fit is there at the moment for cryptocurrencies. I think it needs some time to mature.
Sure, I mean, I think it's easy for. I think we all could agree that a lot of these companies, a lot of these cryptocurrencies, that have come out and set forth aspirations that they try or at least are planning to fulfill. But I think you're right. I mean, the working product that would provide any sort of aha moment like that has yet to be seen. So yeah, interesting perspective. I agree.
Yeah, and kind of piggybacking off of, you know, this subject, where do you see cryptocurrency headed in the near and foreseeable future? Where do you think that it's headed?
Yeah, so a couple of things on this. I think one of the things that would steer this, you know, steer crypto one way or another is regulation. So there's a lot of talk right now about security tokens, right? I think security tokens is a really prime example of what cryptocurrencies can do. And so really that depends on whether or not regulators would see security tokens as a harm to consumers. Now, if it's not a harm and they do allow it, then I can see that there's going to be real, you know, applications with respect to, security tokens, right?
Sure.
Right.
And so that's one thing it hinges on, which is regulation. The other thing also when we talk about cryptocurrencies is, you know, a lot of people think it's just one thing, but it's actually not one thing, right? You have your prototype layer tokens, you have your utility tokens, you have your security tokens. And so I see it as sort of different branches. And so for me, what I'm excited about is actually seeing some prototype, almost like coins, if you will, seeing them go through what they say that they're going to do,
right?
So, there's some 0x, for instance, they're a prototype layer, essentially, that are trying to advance blockchain technologies, right? So stuff like that interests me, but obviously, when you deal with, you know, a blockchain or a new way of doing things, scalability is an issue, security is an issue. So it remains to be seen what is going to come out of that. Ethereum, obviously, we all know it. They do a good job for developers, but from a scalability perspective and performance perspective, we all heard, you know, about CryptoKitties bringing down the network. And, that's pretty much the nature of the beast, is how do you balance performance with scalability, with security features, right?
Right. And how do you improve upon Ethereum's advantages?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
Definitely. And so kind of shifting gears a little bit. So I know that you are a CEO founder in the startup space and dealing with a lot of building your business and getting it to where it's a household name and getting people to know about what you're doing. What's been one of the biggest lessons that you've had to deal with as a founder of your company?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. Now, there's a lot of things I learned, but one of the most important lessons I've learned to date really is you cannot scale a business by yourself. It's really, really hard. Like even if you think you can, you know, do a lot of things, or you can, you know, code 20 hours a day, you know, for like the next year, you know, a lot of times, like, you just can't do it by yourself. And so one of my suggestions there would be, you know, find like-minded people, find people that are as passionate as you are about the space. For me, it's just basically talking to users, because the users are, you know, people that are as passionate as I am about it. But it, you know, it depends on your use case, depends on your segment, depends on your vertical. But I would say, the people really is important, and you can't really scale a business without having the right people.
Right. Absolutely. Adam and I are actually dealing with that right now with everything that we're doing between us working on different aspects of the business, continue to grow our community with the podcast, even with what we're growing into, expanding to with the future, with our trading, with everything else, with Astra. It's definitely all about finding great people and even getting great people like you to share experiences with us and with our community so that we can all keep learning from each other.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. So right now I want to learn more about next steps of, I'm excited about everything that's going on with Altcoin Fantasy and I want to get started today. Walk me through what I can do. and how I can get started.
Very simple. Yeah, very simple. Just open your browser, right? Type in altcoinfantasy.com, and there you have it. You sign up, and you get put right into a contest. And what's interesting about this week is we actually are partnering with TradingView. TradingView is a big social network for basically following influencers about equities as well as cryptocurrencies. And they have over 7 million users. And one of the prizes for the top five winners this week are premium subscriptions to TradingView. So
that's really awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, what's if you're completely new to trading, we've put in a feature where you can actually sort of trade by mimicking. And what I mean by that is once you log in and once you sign up with your account, you can actually go to the leaderboard of the current week's contest, and you can actually see what the top traders are trading. So that's a way for you to sort of say, well, if I don't know where to start, I can look at sort of what the top traders are doing, and I can sort of do my own research to see whether or not that's something that I would want to, quote unquote, trade with. And so that's one of the features that we have just to get people, onboarded and also, start researching on their own.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's a pretty intuitive platform. So where do you see Altcoin Fantasy over the next 3 years? Where would you like Altcoin Fantasy to head to?
Yeah, so for me, it's about, empowering people, getting them excited about the space, and basically, getting them to learn about the different types of projects out there. Now, I haven't spoken of this yet, but Altcoin Fantasy is actually going to be opening a headquarters in Hong Kong. And the reason it's in Hong Kong is because we got some government funding from the Chinese government there. And so they see what we're doing as an educational tool, and they want us to be the platform to help people locally there to, make sure that they're empowered and they're not going to be scammed by ICOs that are essentially out there to get people.
That's exciting.
So pretty exciting for us, yeah. So one of our strategies for the next 3 years, but especially for the next year is expanding into Asia. So Hong Kong first, and then South Korea and Japan.
Incredible. How did you get involved with the Hong Kong government, if you don't mind us asking?
Yeah, so interestingly about interesting fact about me, I was actually born in Hong Kong. We immigrated to Canada when I was about 8 years of age, and so I do still have some connections there with respect to following up with the latest and greatest. And so the government has this program where they fund interesting startups. So yeah, if it's something that you guys are interested, or if any other readers are interested, that's definitely one approach to going about expanding your business.
Absolutely, we really appreciate that, and we'll definitely have to get a link up after this and talk a little bit further. But again, we want to thank you so much for joining us today, telling us more about Altcoin Fantasy. If you had one final thought that you could leave for our listeners today, what would that be?
That's a good one. So I would say be prepared to lose everything, because if you really are in it for the money short term, I think you might just get burned, because volatility is going to be there. When you talk about something global like cryptocurrencies, you're not talking with just one government, right? You're talking to 200 governments, and trying to coordinate that, and all that stuff, like, it takes time, right? So I would say that there's a possibility that all of this will go to zero. I doubt it, but
it's possible.
If you have that mindset,
it needs to be known that it's possible.
Yeah, that's right. If you have that mindset and you're willing to lose it all, then that's what I would say to you. Just go into it thinking that you're going to lose it all.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, Tommy, we appreciate your perspective. Thank you again for coming on. And to everybody who's listening, we will see you guys again next week. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everyone. Thanks again for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. As a quick reminder, if you want some more information about everything that's happening within the cryptocurrency community and also with things that are going on in blockchain, please go check out our newsletter. If you go to www.astronetwork.co, that's .co, you can go to a tab that says newsletter. You can sign up. And what's going to happen is you're going to start receiving the latest news in cryptocurrency. It's a daily email that comes out Monday through Sunday. It's personalized and curated content specific to your interest. It's powered by artificial intelligence. We're getting hundreds of people to sign up. You'll love it. Go check it out and continue to gain your knowledge in cryptocurrency.
So this has been another episode of CryptoCurrent, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analysis next week. Stay CryptoCurrent.
Please use available exits now.